went out and cut some flowers.
Glaze?
Uh-huh. You might put them in a, what?
Glaze of water.
Okay. Anything else? Well, what? Say something like that. What would you call that?
I'd call that a vase.
Okay. And, say if you had set the table, you give everyone a plate, and then next to the plate you'd put out a
knife and fork.
Okay. And if you had coffee, you might need a...
You'd have to use cup and saucer.
Yeah. And for putting the sugar in, you'd use a... What?
Well, you'd have to have a sugar bowl there.
Yeah. You stick a fork and then you...
A spoon.
Okay.
No.
If you'd serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to serve steak.
Overall, you've got young.
For you to cut the steak up with, you'd have to put out steak.
Well, first you'd have to stew boil it. To make it tender.
Mm-hmm. Say you can get by at the table with just one knife, but in the kitchen you need a lot of them.
That's right. Well, you need case knives and you need butcher knives.
If the dishes were all dirty, you'd say, I have to go wipe the dishes.
Wash them.
Okay. And you say a person doesn't dry the dishes with all the suds still on them. After she washes the dishes, then she...
Puts them in a drainer.
Yeah. But before that, they still got the suds on them, so then she...
Got to range them.
Okay, so she runs the clear water and she...
Then drains them.
Okay. What do you call the cloth or rag that you use when you're washing dishes?
I don't know.
Do you have a cloth or rag?
Ma'am?
Do you have a cloth or rag that you use?
No, ma'am. We have what you call a dish rag or something like that.
Okay, and what about for drying the dishes?
Dish rag is what I call them.
Okay.
Or drying cloth.
Okay. And what do you call that little piece of cloth that you use to bathe your face?
Face cloth.
Okay. And you say after you take a bath and you dry yourself off with a...
Hand towel.
Okay, and if you wanted to get some water, you'd go to the sink and turn on the...
faucet.
Okay. What if something like that you might have out in the yard that you could attach a hose to?
Water hose.
Uh-huh.
On a faucet.
Okay. So you call it a faucet if it's outside?
Uh-huh.
What about, you know, when you worked out in the field and they brought water out in a cart or wagon, what was that container called that they'd bring the water in?
Water jug.
Uh-huh.